All right, now I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. Been a really fast show today, so thank you all for participating, joining in, and sometimes those of us out there may just have to agree to disagree on certain things, but it's been a great show, and I've enjoyed all the conversation. Kurt Rogers joining us now for our Monday Mortgage Minute. Kurt, how are you today, sir?
I am fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Talk to us about rates and just things to help and what you see coming down the pike.
Well, the rates right now have a tendency to click up a little bit, and it's not because of the election. It's just because
it's the time of the year, right?
It's just that time of year. Now, are they going to come back down? Yes, most definitely. They're going to continue to stay low. But right now is not necessarily a time you don't continue to shop, but I don't recommend locking the rate because they're a little bit, they're an eighth of a point higher than where they were, maybe a quarter of a point, so it's better just to hold off.
And again, folks, just as a reminder, we make sure that, you know, Kurt, we remind people of this. A lot of folks will say, well, it's because of, you know, Biden or because of last week or because of this or because of that. No, it's just because it's the second week of January.
Yeah, it's this time of year they do this, and it's okay. They're going to turn around, they're going to come back down, and we're going to be fine.
Okay, real quick, Kurt, explain to everybody why that is, why this time of the year things do that.
The lenders are trying to protect themselves. They don't know where the market's headed. This is an election year. So the stock market, if you notice, with all the trouble we've had in the first 10 days this year, stock market's still going up.
Right.
You would think it would do the other one. So the stock market's not paying attention to the political turmoil that's going on. It's paying attention to what's out there. With COVID, this is one of the things that's going to start to make the rates continue to go down because people are going to start to go back to work. So they're making some other changes. The feds have made some other changes. They've changed what they call is the debt-to-income ratio. What that's saying is they want more people buying homes. Well, the way you do that is lower the rate. So right now they're just kind of putting themselves in the market. They don't need that much business, so they're just slowing things down. They're going to come back to it in about 10 days.
And so, yeah, and as I was going to say, by the end of the month, things will be back on track and away we go. And again, to what you said earlier, if you're looking at a house, doesn't mean you stop looking. You know, you just keep in mind you've got a little time to. I mean, is this slowing things down at all on the purchase side of the fence? Because frankly, I don't see that happening.
It is and it isn't. What we're seeing in the purchase market is there's not a lot of pre-existing homes, and you know
that. No, there's not.
The majority of those that are out there haven't been upgraded enough. So what people are doing is they're building and they're having houses built. So the builders are starting to take off much earlier than they normally do. So there's much more business going to the builders so people can buy newer homes nice the way they want them. So, yeah, we're not seeing them actually close, but if you talk to a builder, they're just slammed right now. So the purchase market's still moving forward.
Yeah, and again, folks, this is just as a side note too, Kurt, this is pretty much happening everywhere, not just here in the metro area. If it's a decent area where people want to live, everything you just said is what's happening.
That is correct. One thing to remember, though, when you go to a builder, don't get caught up in the hype that they're going to give you monopoly money to do a loan.
We have like a minute. Share that real quick. I know it's an extra minute here for you, but share that and why that is.
A lot of people think when they go out to buy a home, the builder will offer them $7,500 or $10,000. Well, it's truthfully, if you look at it, it's monopoly money. They're not in the mortgage lending business. They're in the building business. The only reason they want you to use their lender is because they believe that the loan will close. So they incentivize you by inflating their prices to give it as a discount coming back. And I assure you the lender that's working with them they're getting bonus coming back on the other side.
Hmm.
So it's I call it monopoly money. And 95% of the time, a broker can beat those rates even with that $7,500 to $10,000 because it's not real money.
Makes total sense.
They're going to give you more fees. They're going to give you a higher rate.
Yep. No, it makes total sense. Kurt, as always, how do folks get a hold of you and what's coming up tomorrow?
720-895-0500 and contact us on our website at aimortgage.net. And tomorrow we're going to be dealing with Adams Camp, that special need kids and what goes on and what they're doing now.
Very cool. Good stuff. Kurt, as always, thanks, sir.
Thanks, John.
You bet. Have a great night. That is Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mighty Hand Construction is next, folks. And if you need anything in the northern part of the state, they are the place to go. From remodels, whether it's kitchen, bath, you name it, they'll take care of you. Mighty Hand Construction, KLZradio.com, 970-844-9191.
The team at Mighty Hand gets back to you. A lot of mom and pop construction companies don't have large enough teams to call you back promptly. The same guy probably works as both the foreman and the salesperson, so he simply doesn't have the time. Micah Applegate, owner of Mighty Hand Construction in Fort Collins, has a team of dedicated project managers who will make sure you have a solid estimate on your remodeling project within a couple of weeks, at the latest. As a full-service construction company with nothing but five-star reviews, Mighty Hand prides themselves on their timely responses. Micah and his team run a well-organized business with designated shop managers, their own delivery trucks and equipment, subcontractors they trust, and experienced foremen who will oversee every detail of your project. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand for custom real estate modification in Northern Colorado. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Franktown Firearms, folks, is next. If you're looking to buy a gun for the first time or you're seasoned in this, give them a call today. Everything one-stop shopping, klzradio.com, 720-770-7777.
You're shooting on the range at Franktown Firearms and something goes wrong with your gun. A jammed round. Maybe you're having trouble picking up your sights. So you walk on over to the gunsmithing department at the back of the store and one of the gunsmiths on staff takes a look at your firearm. A few minutes later, you're back to firing on the range with a functional gun. Because they've earned the designation Stocking Dealer for Glock and Sig Sauer, as well as Master Dealer for Ruger and Smith & Wesson, Franktown Firearms has more guns in stock. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, they consistently bring in ammo so it's available for you to practice on the range. If it's not in stock, rest assured more will be inbound soon. And as a shooting range with the full-service gunsmithing department on site, Franktown Firearms has the capacity to get your gun back faster. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Michelle Schneider, Ms. Schneider, I should say, joining us now, Managing Director of Market Gauge Group and author of the best-selling book, Plant Your Money Tree, A Guide to Growing Your Wealth. Michelle, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm great. Happy New Year to you.
Hey,
I think we can still say that.
Happy New Year. Yes, we can still say that. Happy New Year to you as well. So as folks look to 2021, and, you know, there's lots of things that are, you know, just changes coming, let's just say it that way. Yet, folks need to make sure that they're investing right and looking to the future correctly. You know, give them some tips and where you think things are headed.
Well, I think one of the most important things, really, is to try to separate the emotional aspect of everything that we hear in the news versus what the market is doing. And I know that people like to say that the market is in la-la land, completely disconnected. There's the Main Street versus Wall Street and all the other negative things that I think get into people's heads. When on the flip side, if most people who have 401ks have enjoyed huge gains, people who have gotten stimulus money, the younger generation, but even now, even some of the older generation is investing some of that money. And there are some real areas that we can look at for substantial growth as we're going into 2021. So that's what we've been focusing
on. One of the things, too, that I know, and I read a little bit about this because it was in my notes, but I had no idea what really was happening. I just don't follow that, you know, like you do. What is Ripple? I read about it and I had to get caught up, but it's interesting. But explain to everybody what Ripple is.
Besides the cheap liquor that kids used to buy back in the day. Well, so Ripple is a little bit, it's another cryptocurrency.
Okay.
But what they did, they got their hands smacked because they did shady practices and they raised $1.3 billion without registration with the SEC.
Okay.
So they got suspended, and it hasn't actually taken effect yet. It's taking effect as of January 19th. And, of course, all of the different platforms also suspended trading on there. So Ripple is just one of the side story failures that doesn't necessarily represent, I think, anything insidious about the whole cryptocurrency space. They just did things wrong, and they are getting their due as a result.
Which, by the way, is what should be happening, correct?
I believe so. I mean, you have to there's free markets, but you have to obviously, whether people like them or not, there has to be some level of regulation. Otherwise, people get ripped off.
People get hurt. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And by the way, on that level, I would agree with what you're saying, Mish. I mean, you can't just let some things have free reign. Otherwise, lots of people lose money, and that's not what we want either. And the reason being is most people don't have the level of understanding about some of these things that you do.
Right. And since you're bringing up cryptocurrency, my God, that is a classic example of people. I like to say, I was speaking to my partner over the weekend, and he said the guy who is the assistant superintendent of the office building where he's at, who came in to paint his office, started telling him that he's investing in Bitcoin. And that's how far-reaching it's been. People think that it's some kind of a Wizard of Oz type of situation. You just follow the yellow brick road and you're going to make a fortune. And obviously it's been up tremendously over the course of the last year. It's gone up since April, 380%.
Right.
But as of today, it had a huge decline. It went from 42,000 down to about 31,000, and people could get hurt. So, again, it really does, and there's such a situation, by the way, where there isn't a lot of regulation.
Right.
But it hasn't really needed regulation because it's been sort of its own payment system and sort of its own form of money. It's actually an accounting, a unit of accounting that's attached to this payment system. So
there's only a certain amount of it.
And there's only a certain amount of it, exactly, where you look at something like Ethereum, which is another cryptocurrency, has a much more, much bigger supply. So there's a huge debate going on right now that people need to be aware of. Before I even get into that, you know, there's also talk of an IPO that's going to happen in the whole Coinbase system. And that will also be really interesting because it goes back to our point we were just making about regulation. What happens when something goes public, when it has an IPO, it raises money.
Right.
It gets underwriters and it gets venture capitalists. And so that's why, like, for example, Robinhood IPO might be happening soon. And I think that could be really exciting. But they're raising a lot of money.
Wait, make sure we you know, this is something else, too. I don't think everybody really understands on that, Mish, either, is that IPO, that is one of the few times, because there's only a few times where companies actually get the cash back into their bank account when they do that stock sale on that initial public offering. Otherwise, stock is bought and sold on a daily basis, and none of that money is going into the coffers of the company. Am I saying that correctly?
You are saying that correctly. Absolutely. Although, up until COVID, there were companies that were buying back their own stock, but that's a little bit
That's different. A different, yeah, and that goes into other areas that we'll leave for maybe another day. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I think the misconception of folks out there, Michelle, is that when, you know, somebody, you know, stock price goes, you know, Apple stock price goes way up, all of a sudden, you know, their coffers are more full. No, that's not how that works, unless Apple does something to actually reinitiate, you know, reissue stock, I should say, or there's a split or something along those lines. And even then, they don't raise any capital that way. It has to be some sort of a capital offering. Otherwise, they don't get any money in the bank.
Exactly. I mean, that's why they're called publicly traded companies, and that's exactly what an IPO does, is it raises enough money so that a company can go public. A classic one would be like Airbnb. which raised a ton of money, obviously, because it was considered to be a really hot company to go public. And then once it became a public domain where people can trade in and out on a daily basis, it's now, I mean, I haven't actually looked at the price lately, but I know initially it went way up and then it came off. And that's usually what happens with these IPOs.
I was going to say, that's pretty normal, right?
That's really normal because a lot of what happens with these IPO valuations is they're so highly valued so that the people who put up the money initially get paid back. So you have to be aware of that. Doesn't necessarily mean it's the true value of the company. So what's so interesting about Coinbase, though, is they're not using underwriters and they're not raising money to get their IPO off the ground. It'll be a direct listing that will be funded by cryptocurrency itself. So people are really looking at what's going to happen with that because, as we know, too much regulation will be
stifle
very bad for Bitcoin.
Yep.
It's stifle it.
Right.
And the whole idea is to not have to deal with banks and regulations, et cetera, et cetera. But some regulation that makes it open to people, especially older people who are afraid of it, to now start trading it would be a real positive because at this point, really, only 2% of the accounts control 95% of the Bitcoin that's out there right now.
Wow.
So it hasn't really reached the public. It sounds like it has because it's like all you hear.
Right. But it hasn't. If, if you're listening to what you just said, it hasn't.
No, it hasn't. And I think a lot of people, especially, like I said, the older millennials and the baby boomers, want to see what happens with an IPO. And then they may feel more comfortable trading it.
No, and again, what you just said earlier, I think everybody needs to remember that as well. Is it just because it does really well on the initial day or even a day or two later, typically there's a drop off, it levels out, it comes back to wherever that settling point is of what the company actually probably is worth. And unfortunately, in some cases, it could be a lot less than it was on that initial day.
Absolutely. I also like to use the case of Facebook when it first went IPO. And I love to tell personal stories because I think everybody has one. My mother and her little group of ladies that she plays Mahjong with in New York, they all were driving me crazy. Mish, we want to buy Facebook. We want to buy Facebook. We want to buy Facebook. And I told my mother, let your friends buy Facebook, but do not be the first one in. So sure enough, Facebook opened up, I think, somewhere around $48. I know it sounds so insane right now.
Right.
Went up to about $75, and they all thought they were geniuses, and then it dropped down to $18.
Right.
Which doesn't sound like a lot, but that's like a 75% drop.
It's huge.
And it's huge. It's huge. And actually, my mother, being my mama, then I said to her, Mom, now's the time to buy Facebook.
Right.
But that's the classic story. Is
and to your point, a lot of times those companies are going through, and Facebook, same way, growing spurts. They didn't have any real revenue. The stocks took some hits until they actually started to generate revenue. And, you know, again, those are all things that, you know, honestly, why there's folks like you around to watch all of that and advise people on how to do it, because the average person doesn't have the time nor the knowledge to do what you do daily.
Well, yes, and my job really is to not only do all the research for people, but then try to explain it in very simple terms so that people can understand. And it's extremely important to me because I do hate to see the public get duped or be misled or get too involved in, from the very start of our conversation today, John, in the doom and gloom and feel like they can't get involved in the market.
Right. Well said. Okay, real quick, got a couple of minutes left. What are a couple of tips for folks listening where they should be aware of things to watch when it comes to knowing when to either pick something up or dump something off?
Well, right now, I think there's a couple of things to watch very, very carefully, and they're easily watched. Number one is, what happens with the transportation index?
Okay.
I like to pick that out mainly because it is one of the best representations we have of demand. And ultimately, as a supply-demand 101 economics, that's where you want to look. And so right now, the transportation sector made new all-time highs, which is incredible, on Friday, but then again, so did a lot of other places. And today, even with the market dropping, the transportation stayed firm.
Okay.
So what that's telling me right now, and what people have to look at that for, is it means that right now the market is still optimistic about what's going to happen in 2021,
right.
Whether it be stimulus money, whether it be more government spending for infrastructure. I mean, I don't even want to necessarily speculate on all that. To me, it's all about the price, and transportation's telling us, don't worry. The other thing to look at is junk bonds. Now, people don't even know what that is, but these are companies that pay very high yields, but they're not necessarily very profitable companies. And so what investors do is they rush in to buy junk bonds when risk is on. In other words, when they feel like they will collect money on those high yields because those stocks will be pulled up with the rest of the market. And that's been on annual highs, not on all-time high, nowhere near that. But that's a very interesting place to look, because if that starts to falter, which is what happened, by the way, in February, right before the pandemic, they kind of clued off. People were rushing out of all of that, those junk bonds. If they start to come off, then I would be more cautious. As long as they sort of hang out above, and I'll give you a number, JNK is the symbol, 107.50, if they hold that level, that would be good. If it goes through 109, even better. Breaks down under there, start to be a little cautious.
Okay, good stuff. Mish, it's always a joy having you. We'll have you back in the future. Good stuff. Happy New Year to you, and enjoy your evening.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Appreciate it very much. Good conversation always with her. Purefoy Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. And real quick, I should also say this. If you're looking for any advice from Mish, you can actually find her. She's, again, the author. I'll mention this real quick. She is the author of Plant Your Money Tree, A Guide to Growing Your Wealth. You can actually just Google her name, find out everything about her at Market Gauge Group. All of that's there. It's really easy. And I appreciate her joining us each and every week, or I should say periodically. It's about every other week when she joins us. I appreciate that very much. Purefoy Chevrolet is up next, folks. So talked transportation a moment ago, and yeah, transportation is doing very well right now. In fact, most cars, or most lots, I should say, are limited on cars because the availability is just not there. So check with Purefoy. They're liable to have what you need and get you taken care of in Fort Lupton. Always got a great inventory, and they're there to service you. 303-659-8311 or find them at purefoychevrolet.com.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purefoy and his team at Purefoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have. And that made my job easier, being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purefoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, speaking of the market and investing, somebody that can help you with all of what we just talked about is Golden Eagle Financial. Al Smith, he'd love to help you out with your future, your financial future, how to get there, how to stay there. 303-744-1128 or find him at klzradio.com.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Patrick Hedger joining us now, Vice President of Policy at TPA. Patrick, thanks for joining us, and we're going to talk about some things that I covered really for about an hour and a half today already, but this is it's just good stuff because it's a hot topic. So talk to us about everything going on right now with big tech.
Yeah, absolutely. Hard to find anything else in the news these days.
But, it's big.
What's going on right now is that a lot of these companies have moved against what they see as the sources of the violence that occurred at the Capitol building. And that includes permanently suspending the President of the United States and associates of his campaign and pages affiliated with his campaign from the various services. We're talking from Twitter all the way to, Amazon no longer providing services for Parler,
right.
Web hosting services for Parler.
And I talked earlier, and I want to get your opinion on this, and each one of those I know is separate, and I did my best today to make sure that we, even as conservatives, separate those things out, because hardware or hosting services like, you know, Amazon are not the same as, and I know they're called platforms. That's something we can even talk about today. They ought to be publishers. But, you know, the platforms, i.e., you know, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest and so on, you know, those being platforms and Amazon being the hardware that those things are hosted on. And I said earlier, Patrick, I think as conservatives, we have to be careful when we start, you know, pointing fingers, i.e. Amazon for dropping Parler. I, as a business owner, am one that says businesses should have the ability to take and, you know, pick and choose who they want to have as customers, much like, you know, Jack at Masterpiece Bakery here in Denver did when it came to gay wedding cakes. And I know other people don't agree with me on that, Patrick, but I'm going to stand my ground and say that I think Amazon is within its rights, whether you agree with them or not. They're within their rights to basically say they want to play with Parler or not play with Parler.
Yeah, absolutely. What you're talking about is freedom of association, and you're totally right to bring up the case about, baking the cake, right? If you don't want to associate with somebody who has disfavorable political views to you, you shouldn't have to, right? The First Amendment protects you from government interference, right?
Right.
Not private sector
Correct.
Action.
Correct. Correct.
Right? And so. If you're asking for the government to get involved, that's actually a violation of the First Amendment.
Patrick, I would say as conservatives, we have to be careful what we're asking for here, because I, for one, don't want that. What I want Parler to do is go find one of the competitions to Amazon. Yeah, you might have to pay a little higher price because Amazon's got a really good, you know, they got a really great deal going. There's no doubt about it. They've got that thing fine-tuned and it's a machine and it works, but they are not the only game in town. And I had to remind everybody in my 3 o'clock hour, especially of that, Patrick, Parler has choices.
Yeah, absolutely. You're totally right about that. And Parler has to realize that some of the things that have been found on their site, there's potential criminal liability there for the people that are knowingly facilitating that. And so companies are well within their right and are really exercising their fiduciary duty to make sure they're not affiliated with that. I mean, it's one thing when you just have these hypothetical threats,
right?
That's problematic in and of itself. But this has now come to fruition. People are dead. There was an incident, and you cannot blame these companies for becoming overly cautious. They've got to protect their shareholders, and they've got to protect their other stakeholders.
Thank you, Patrick. I've had lots of, last week or so, because of my stance on some of these things, and I am as conservative can get. But this last week, Patrick, I've pretty much been called a rhino, a traitor. I'm not hard enough. I should be promoting the violence and so on and so forth. And frankly, Patrick, I don't feel like at this level that's what I need to be on air doing. I mean, I am one that would say that, yes, if it gets to the point where people are coming after me and they're trying to take away my freedoms and I have to stand my ground at my own home, you darn well I will be there doing such. But when it comes to some of these other things we're talking about in the public eye, I don't really feel, and I could be wrong in this, Patrick, but I don't feel as a country we're there yet. Others would argue with me, and I had lots of discussions, you know, last week, so I don't really want to rehash all of that. But I'll tell you, Patrick, for taking the stance I am in some of these cases, even today when I'm essentially standing up for Amazon, I'm taking shots.
Yeah, I want to encourage your listeners, you have to consider the alternative. What we're seeing right now is a lot of people on the right asking for the government to get involved. And I got to be honest with you, if you don't like the way that Amazon or Facebook or any other tech company is policing the content on their sites or on their servers, you're going to like it a whole lot less when it's Kamala Harris.
That's a fact.
I promise you that.
That's a fact.
Right, and these one-size-fits-all solutions are even worse, right? Anybody that knows what they're talking about when it comes to arguing for the free market will tell you that the free market doesn't produce perfect alternatives. It produces better alternatives, more favorable alternatives. And just because the status quo today provided by the free market isn't something you like, I promise you that when you have a one-size-fits-all solution of the government policing speech, you're not going to like it. Just look back to the IRS in 2015 going after conservatives.
Yep, it is, and it's the... I think where, and again, this is as conservatives, Patrick, I want to make sure that I'm saying this correctly, where folks are struggling, especially, and I'm really just talking Amazon right now, because I know that when it comes to Twitter, Facebook, and all of that, we can talk about Section 230, whole nother conversation. That doesn't apply, I don't feel, by the way, to Amazon and its servers and who they allow to be hosted on their servers. But I want to remind everybody, in the United States of America, a corporation is considered an individual. Am I right in that, Patrick?
Well, a corporation is considered a collection of individuals, and under the rights of the First Amendment, I mean, this just goes.
In the United States of America, Patrick, we look at a corporation. This is one of the things, by the way, the left hates. I'm going to make sure I remind everybody of that. The left hates the fact that we consider a corporation a single individual having single individual rights, i.e., freedom of speech and/or freedom of association. Am I right, Patrick?
Yeah, I think you're totally right on that. And
the left hates that, by the way. They do not like the fact that's the way it is. Well, I want to also remind everybody on the right, because of that, guess what? Amazon has the right, I believe, as a business owner myself, if they decide they don't want something hosted on their server, they have the ability to say so.
Yep, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, this is exactly the argument I'm trying to make. And again, the alternative of telling businesses that they have to host certain speech, right? It's not always going to be your guy in government that's making that call, right? We have to deal with the reality that there are big government progressives that mainly occupy the halls in Washington. If you look at the comments that come from FTC commissioners that Democrats have appointed, look at the comments from FTC Commissioner Slaughter. She's talking about using antitrust rules and other kinds of tools that conservatives are calling for against big tech. This is a progressive FTC commissioner that wants to use the same mechanisms that conservatives are calling for to promote social justice at companies. We're basically opening up a Pandora's box and arsenal for Democrats and progressives to use, not just on the tech sector, but expanding outward from there. It's only a matter of time before we're using the tools that conservatives want to use to get their voices heard on Facebook to forcing, you know, certain quotas for corporate boards. And not allowing mergers and acquisitions to go forward unless certain climate targets are made. I mean, the list of possibilities is endless when you have conservatives willing to throw their principles out the window.
I appreciate you saying that, Patrick, because I think at times we on our side, we get pretty emotional about things. And by the way, rightfully so. And I am on that side. I mean, I am a conservative. I'm on the right. I want to see us thrive. I want less government intervention. I don't want government sticking their nose in places. I want the freedom of expression, the freedom of speech, the Second Amendment rights. I mean, I can go down the list, Patrick, of all the things that I want to make sure that we keep. And the last thing I want is government meddling in business any way, shape, or form. They do far too much of it, in my opinion, as it is. The last thing I want them doing is going to Amazon, telling them what they're going to host and not host.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the precedent that you set for Amazon, you may get your way this time, but you're going to lose the war. You might win the battle, but you're going to lose the war. And that is what I'm trying to urge conservatives to understand. I don't necessarily like all of the decisions that Facebook and Twitter and Amazon may make when it comes to content moderation. But if you don't respect their rights now, your rights in the future will not be respected, because
That's right.
There's no size clause in
That's
the First
right.
Amendment.
Well, and Patrick, the other thing that really fixes all this, and I said this earlier, and again, people don't like me saying this either, but really, the fix to everything that you and I are talking about, and by the way, there's a fix on the Amazon server side already. It's called competition, and there is competition. Yeah, they've got the best game in town, but there are other options for Parler to go to when it comes to the web hosting services that are out there. Amazon is not the only game in town. Now, the way I look at it, Patrick, when it comes to Twitter, which, by the way, Parler is competition to Twitter, but you know, Facebook needs competition, Pinterest needs competition, Instagram needs competition. The reality, Patrick, is if we had other companies, by the way, folks on the right would get off of their duffs, if you would, and invest money where it needs to be invested. And by the way, these are investments that will pay back. I'm talking about guys with billions of dollars that could easily come up with platforms that compete with Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and so on. The problem, Patrick, is we've not had anybody want to step up to the pump and invest in that. And I don't know why. I don't know why they haven't. Our site has the money. It has the ability to do so. We've just chose not to. And yet now we're wondering why in the world we can't compete with these guys. Well, it's because we didn't bring anything to the table.
Yeah, absolutely. And who would want to invest in this sector at this point? You've got both. Whatever you do, you're going to displease either one side of the political aisle or
right.
the other. When you've got Republicans threatening to regulate you, and you've got Democrats threatening to regulate you for doing the exact opposite thing that the Republicans want, right?
Right.
You know, we're getting competing demands from both sides of the political aisle. I mean, this is not a sector I would want to invest in at this point.
Well, you know, I hadn't thought about that earlier, and you bring up a great point. If I had billions of dollars sitting on the sidelines trying to figure out what to do here, I don't know that, honestly, I don't think I'd be interested in investing in anything at this point in time either because of what you just said. Thanks. I needed a reminder of that. So the reason why we don't have anybody really on our side even competing on that end of things is because what we're talking about right now. So I guess ultimately, Patrick, you know, where do folks go from here when it comes to, you know, let's talk about Donald Trump, for example. So he's got, you know, X amount of time left in the presidency. He's still going to want to communicate with people after the fact. You know, what arena does he go to try to make that happen on down the road? How does he communicate in mass? Because the media is not going to allow that.
Well, look, the presidents throughout history have had access, open access, essentially, to traditional media, right? The White House can put out statements, and then it's up to the media whether or not they want to pick that up. But at the same time, right, it's not, you can't force Facebook and Twitter to disseminate that information. Presidents have, you know, the bully pulpit. They have the ability to, you know, get on national news, to get on, and I'm sure, you know, OANN or Fox News or whoever else would gladly take a call from the president and put him on air. There are a lot of different channels to open up here. But again, you know, when you have a Democratic administration taking power and threatening regulation for what is happening on Twitter and Facebook, you can't blame Twitter and Facebook for taking action to try and clamp down on that. You know, honestly, one solution for conservatives going forward is, you know, we got to focus on winning elections, right?
Yes, thank you.
That's how you change this. Yeah, you got to focus on winning elections and allowing some more regulatory freedom, because the clampdowns are coming because these sites fear that they're going to be held liable for what's on their site. And the second thing I would urge conservatives to do is don't think that you're going to fix what is a broader cultural problem with legislation.
Right.
We have a cultural problem that's starting in academia where there is intolerance for ideas that differ from the status quo.
Yes.
And what's happening is these folks are leaving academia, they're getting jobs in the corporate sector, and they're bringing that stuff with them.
Yep.
And you're not going to be able to draft a bill or any piece of regulation that is going to solve that problem.
You're not.
It's about fighting that cultural battle.
You're right. Well said. Patrick Hedger, Vice President of Policy at TPA. Patrick, how do folks find you guys?
Yeah, sure. We are at protectingtaxpayers.org. And if you're still on Twitter, you can find us at protectingtaxpayers with one T in the middle.
Perfect. Patrick, thanks as well. We'll have you back again. Appreciate it very much.
All right, take care.
John and Cheyenne, hang tight. We'll come right back to you. Extreme Auto Repair is next. Don't forget, Cooper Tires are at cost, plus all the other services you need for your vehicle. One-stop shopping. KLZradio.com. Look for Extreme Auto Repair or call 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Flashing back, Kevin Flesh wants to help you. If you've been injured, you're not getting any action from the insurance company or the other party, you know what? Be made whole, and Kevin Flesh will help you with that. 303-806-8886 or find him at fleshlawfirm.com.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Networks change, benefits change, prescription plans change, and premium costs go up. So you want an independent broker who will compare plans from many different insurance companies, hunting for the right coverage at the best price for you. Group Insurance Analysts. 303-423-0162.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John in Cheyenne, you are up. What's going on, sir?
Yeah, John, if you can give me a minute to make a few bullet points. I'm really upset with Visa and some of the things you guys are talking. It all seems to me like discrimination. Visa just recently said they're not going to let politicians get any contributions through the Visa company from individuals because they don't like what they stand for or say in this last voting deal.
And some of those same companies, John, you bring up a great point. Some of those same companies, Visa, MasterCard, are not going to allow certain gun dealers to even have, you know, bank accounts and or service their customers that way. John, I'm going to remind everybody, that's their prerogative. If again, we cannot, as conservatives, have a double standard. We can't say that somebody like Jack at Masterpiece or John, if you're a business owner and you don't want to do business with a certain person because of a certain religious belief you had, and we say that's okay for you to do, but then we say Visa can't, Visa won't service certain customers and we get mad. We can't, John. It is discrimination.
When you do a loan, you can't discriminate because somebody's black. You can't discriminate at the post office.
But John, that's different than a politician asking for donations and Visa not wanting to service them anymore. It's not the one and the same.
It's not, because it's just a product they use for charging money.
Correct.
And they're discriminating.
Correct.
Against
You're right.
Points of view, and
yes.
I think that's totally wrong.
But John, it happens in business. My point as an owner of a business already is that's what owners do every day anyways. It happens constantly. It's the only difference is it's now becoming more publicized,
cases,
that's all.
You know, if it's out and out discrimination, it shouldn't be allowed, not versus, you know,
but John, I go back to Jack and I hate to keep using him, but Jack at Masterpiece Bakery, where he decided not to bake a cake for a gay couple. What's the difference between him?
No,
time out, John. What's the difference between
anybody?
What's the difference between Jack doing that and Visa saying I'm not going to allow you to process, you know, credit cards because I don't like the way
it serve a cake to anybody regardless of belief or race. He would serve his products to anybody
except a gay couple wanting to have a wedding.
He asked them to use his artistic talent to create something that went against his religion.
I understand, but John, at the end of the day, and I've had this conversation with Andy via text all show. At the end of the day, let's face it, John, it came down to Jack having a different moral belief than the couple that he was trying to serve. Correct?
No, I disagree.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. We can say that it's the artistic thing and all that we want, but really, at the end of the day, let's face it, what it really boiled down to, Jack didn't agree with that lifestyle and didn't want to participate in their formation in a wedding, which, by the way, I'm on his side. I believe everything he did was correct, and I'm on his side. I'm also going to be on the side of another business that chooses to do the same thing. We can't have it both ways, John, is my point.
I go to the post office. I wouldn't want the post office to discriminate me.
The post office is a federal is run by the federal government. That's a totally different. You can't use that one. Go with a different product.
You know, they're using money and stuff for charging. They should be able to, anybody that applies for a loan shouldn't be discriminated.
If that loan is backed federally, that's a whole different scenario. Again, we have to, as conservatives, start coming up with products and services that match what's going on. So far, and John, I love you, but you haven't proven that to me yet. You haven't given me a product that actually works in the scenario you're talking about.
I'm leaning more towards just discrimination shouldn't be there.
Well, and I can't say as I disagree with you, but it is. And it always will be, by the way. It's never going to go away. Unfortunately, that's human nature.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and we'll have to leave it at that.
And I appreciate you, John. I love you guys dearly. Again, folks, I'm coming at this from the business side. I, as a business, don't want to be told who I can have as a customer and who I can't have as a customer. I feel Amazon is the same way. I feel Jack Phillips is the same way. I feel that, for example, it came out last week. We didn't talk about this much, but American Airlines is cracking down on what do they call those pets that aren't necessarily emotional pets, emotional animals. They're not service animal, they're emotional animals. So American Airlines has come out and said, we're not going to allow people with emotional pets to actually allow them to fly like we have in the past. That's a decision that American Airlines is making. And by the way, I support that decision. If that's what they want to do, that's what they can do, and I'm not against that. I don't see Amazon with Parler being any different than American Airlines saying, we're not going to allow you to come on with your service animal that's really not a service animal anymore. It's an emotional animal, support animal, whatever you want to call it. A good shop. If you've been involved in an accident and your vehicle has been wrecked or it's got scratched up or somebody vandalized it, you name it, they're there to take care of it and make it whole again, make you whole. The accident's bad enough. Make that process easier by going to a good shop. Three locations to serve you. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
After an accident, you just want your vehicle back the way it was as quickly as possible. Before founding a Good Shop Collision Center in North Glen and Commerce City, Al Sturm used to work for some of the big corporate conglomerates, so he has the personal experience to compare the two. Al recently heard from a customer who tried using one of the big corporate shops for some auto body work on his old truck. He waited a month just to get an estimate, only to find out they wouldn't work on older vehicles. At a good shop, Al and his team have the autonomy they need to take care of their customers. You don't want your vehicle tied up any longer than necessary. Because a good shop has three locations, they can get you in for an estimate faster. Al and his team at a good shop are proud to run a certified, independent auto body shop where you're more than just a number. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason. Great conversations today, by the way. All of you that have called, texted, and so on, I appreciate it very much. And while a lot of you may disagree with me, that's okay. We can agree to disagree on certain things. And ultimately, what I'm going to stand on is I don't want government or anyone telling a business who they should or should not have as a customer. I am big on that. I will always be big on that. And you will have a hard time swaying me outside of that. Why? Because I've been in business since I was 22 on my own. And I don't want anybody telling me who I can and cannot have as a customer. And by the way, I think that same thing would apply to any business, including Amazon in this case with Parler. Parler, go find someone else to service your website. That's what I'm going to leave it with. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Myself and Andy, don't go anywhere. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. Otherwise, we'll be back tomorrow again. As I said, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.